Good morning. It's Monday, August 6th. I'm George Kearns with a look at some of this morning's South Carolina headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. Former President Bill Clinton will be in the Palmetto State tonight to honor a former governor who served in his cabinet. Clinton is scheduled to speak at a reception to officially open the special collections of Dick Riley at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. Riley chaired Clinton's presidential campaign in South Carolina and served as Secretary of Education during all 8 years of Clinton's administration. Military leaders in the state are preparing for rising sea levels, whether it's due to climate change or not. The Post and Courier reports the Marine Corps training grounds on Parris Island need a seawall, and roads near Charleston's Coast Guard stations are swamped when heavy rain adds to high tides. Former military leaders will gather for a conference on sea level rise and security at the Citadel tomorrow. Well, a federal judge says Charleston cannot force tour guides to prove they know the history and architecture of the Holy City. U.S. District Judge David Norton ruled Friday that Charleston's tour guide licensing law violates constitutional free speech rights. The city had required hired tour guides to pass a licensing test based on a nearly 500-page manual written by the historic Charleston Foundation. Midlands authorities say a burglar broke into a home last week wearing body armor. The Lexington County Sheriff's Office said 27-year-old John Wayne McFadder broke into a home and pointed a gun at a man inside. McFadder was arrested a short time afterwards with a gun in his possession. He's facing a number of charges, including assault and burglary. Orangeburg officials are investigating what they consider a suspicious death last Friday. Investigators say they found a man lying in the driveway of a home near Joe Jeffords Highway, next to an overturned moped. The identity of the man, as well as a cause of death, have not yet been determined. An upstate man apparently chased paramedics with an axe and tried to steal their ambulance last week. Spartanburg County deputies have in custody 19-year-old Jacob Robertson, charged with assault and battery of a high and aggravated nature, grand larceny, and possession of a weapon during a violent crime. One of the paramedics suffered an arm injury, but is expected to be okay. State Parks Director Phil Gaines spent his last day before retirement the same way he spent his first day on the job back in 1982, weed-eating, cleaning the bathrooms, and taking out the trash. Gaines retired Thursday to take a job at Clemson University. Dwayne Parrish, director of the department, says Gaines helped South Carolina's 47 state parks go from someplace the state just watched over to successfully marketing themselves as natural and cultural destinations. Authorities say a reality TV star from the series My 600-Pound Life has been found dead. James Bonner was just 30 years old. The Lexington County Sheriff's Department says deputies performing a welfare check found Bonner dead from a gunshot wound last Thursday. It did not appear foul play was involved. And that's a look at some of the stories we're covering here on South Carolina Public Radio. Stay tuned for updates throughout the day and more this afternoon with Vince Kolb-Lugo. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.